the whole world is going on. I can't even get to the music.
Yep. No, we're live, Lennon. We're okay.
Okay, but I'm not in the show now.
Yeah, you're still here.
Yeah, but I'm not showing a screen for it. There's nothing. That's what I'm saying. It's not showing anything for me. I'm signing back in.
I'll grab control. Good evening,
okay.
Everyone. Welcome to Psychic Reading Monday. Lennis is having some technical problems here, but she's still here. You can still hear. It's not Mercury retrograde yet, but the new moon.
And we're coming to a new moon.
Yeah, the new moon is kind of playing havoc with everybody right now. So, yeah, hang on.
I'm back. I'm back. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm back. So now we can, I just need to stop the music. Stop the music. Okay. Okay, but it was running on my page. That's why I went out and came back in. So we're okay. Well, welcome everybody from around the world in the chat room or on the phone to Monday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is about 6:02 on the West Coast and 9:02 on the East Coast. We're brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with the second question, or three, four. The chat room is always open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. Now, time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts as well. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Click on Psychic Readings. Readings are done weekly and daily, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday at 3 and Monday at 6 p.m. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. And let me bring in our station manager and co-host, Miss Nina.
Well, yeah, I've already been in, but yeah, I'm glad to be back. I was kind of took a little bit of a break, one for Canada Day, and two because I was not feeling very well. I seem to be doing a little bit better now, so I'm grateful for that. I hope you're all doing well. Just a reminder, we did point that out, but there is a new moon on Thursday, so be prepared. The effects from it are already starting. So be prepared for that. And Lennis has a few other things to tell you. But I have a few announcements to make. Actually, I think three. But that's okay. I have three birthdays and an anniversary this month, or this week. My husband's 65th birthday is on Thursday, July 12th. He's going to be a pensioner. Not that he's retired, but he will be a pensioner. 2 months before me. Ha ha, he's older.
Well, God bless
and
you,
also,
Jim. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Also, on July 12th, my brother and his wife will be celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's a funny story. They got married here in our backyard, and Jim was the MC for their wedding, so it was his 55th birthday, but he got to MC their wedding. It was a beautiful outdoor wedding, too. It was a perfect day. It was absolutely wonderful. on the 13th, which is Friday the 13th, my brother-in-law, Brian, will be 64 years old. Happy birthday, Brian. I hope you have a good day. On Sunday, July 15th, will be my youngest granddaughter, Kayla Marie's 14th birthday. Happy birth, Grandma loves you.
Oh.
And that's it for.
Oh, that is just so sweet. Okay. Well, Nina started, so I will finish with the date. So, the new moon is 7/12, that's July 12th. On July 13th, which is also Friday the 13th, is your solar eclipse. On July the 27th is the full moon, and it is also the lunar eclipse. Mercury retrograde begins on July 25th and ends on August the 18th. And I think that's about, the piece of the resistance. I know I'm not saying it right and probably tearing it up, Nina. Six planets go retrograde from June 26th, which is already, we're in it because this is July, until August 27th. So we're going to have up to six planets in retrograde, which is going to slow everything down. These planets include Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, Mars, Neptune, Uranus, and Mercury, who we already are going to feel the effects of that. That's for sure. Now, also, I'd like to speak about numerology about this month. Since July is the seventh month, it's a double vibration energy, which will be on each day of this month. You will feel the intensity. Also, it will be a month of truth. If someone is coming from a place of deception, it will be revealed to you. Since we are dealing with the 7 and the world number 11/2 energy, your intuition will be at its peak. It won't be hard for you to see things more clearly in a way that you have not been able to see so far this year. I see this as a gift, so if you take full advantage of it, months in, you will feel so much better and have more of an awareness of what matters most to you. Whatever you do, be sure to take advantage of all that the seventh month has to offer and enjoy. Now, also, if you're feeling depressed right now, please get the help you need. If you're feeling suicidal, call a suicidal hotline immediately. Taking your life is not the answer. I firmly believe our time on earth is a spiritual journey and that we are here to make a difference in our lives and the lives of those around us. Taking your life will never be the solution. I have spiritual teachers in my life that I admire, and many of them believe that if you take your life, you basically have to come back and start where you left off. In other words, you don't get out of this life class early. There is work to be done here, and right now, if you are in a relationship where you are miserable or you hate your job, if these things are making you feel remotely suicidal, leave them. You deserve a lot better. Now, this is my commentary as far as for the month of July. This July is a month this year with so much going on in the sky, astrology. We have to stop, think, and then speak. Beside two eclipses, one that just happens to be on Friday the 13th, the second on the full moon, that is enough to make you throw up your hands and just holler. But then we have Mercury retrograde beginning July 26th to August 19th or 18th. Damn, 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 Gina. In other words, number one, mind your business. Number two, speak when spoken to or shut your mouth. Three, pray daily for yourself and others. Four, remember tomorrow is not promised. And number five, accept responsibility for all your actions. And six, the last one, expect the unexpected all month. All right. And that's what I have to say. Now, I have a quick prayer, so let me do that, and then I'll check with Nina and we'll begin. Oh, my God, Nina, I'm out again. Are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't believe this. I keep going out of Blog Talk Radio. Are you trying to tell me something, God? Okay, let me do the prayer real quick, and then I'll let you just, you know, do it. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it, our will be done. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
Well, I'm just going to comment a little bit about Friday the 13th being the new moon being on the 12th and then the solar eclipse on the 13th. That's not a bad thing. The solar eclipse is bringing light and love into the world. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Just be more aware of your surroundings, the people around you. They may be super sensitive at this point in time, but there should be no negative happenings as of the 13th. I'm not going to say the rest of this week won't be, because the new moon does bring about short tempers, a lot of emotions and stuff like that. But also remember, with the new moon, you can put out your new intentions out there, and they'll be granted as long as you are firm and you really, really, really want them. So remember that. All right, Lennis, are you back on?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready if you are.
I'm certainly ready.
Okay, our first caller, and welcome to the show, is area code 229. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis. This is Melvin.
Hi,
Melvin.
Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question about my son. I let him stay with me. And I just want to know when y'all see him getting his own place. He needs his own place. Hello?
I'm concentrating. I'm getting 3 months. What are you getting, Nina?
I didn't exactly hear his question. Lennis, do you want to repeat the question to me?
Okay, he wanted to know, how long is his son going to be staying with him? When will he be moving out? Soon, he hopes.
Okay.
He hopes soon. I saw 3, so I'm thinking 3 months.
That's I'm seeing 3 as well. I'm not sure whether it's months or weeks.
That's true, because it could be 3 weeks. I'm sorry, go ahead, Melvin.
Yes, because he's already been here a month already. He's just acting a little strange and a little weird. He just come in at work, and he works at night, and he come in and sleep all day. But he's a plane like in sleep all day. He's kind of staying out of my way or something. And I'm like, okay, he's just using my house for sleep. We don't have any interact, amongst each other as father and son, because time to get up, he's done. He's out of here.
Melvin, is your son working? Is he working?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so he's working. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Is he helping with the rent and groceries and things like that?
No, ma'am. He's not helping me with anything.
Well, Melvin, you better set down some ground rules. If the young man is working, he should also be helping you out financially. It's not up to you to provide for him.
Okay.
You need to tell him that.
Ma'am?
He didn't hear you. Say it again, Nina.
You need to tell him that he needs to help you out with the rent and groceries, Melvin. He doesn't get a free ride. Nobody gets a free ride in this world, especially if he's working already.
Right. And I don't know what he's doing with his paycheck, because he gets paid every week. And somebody takes out for child support, but, I mean, this guy been on this same job for like 12 years, 13 years. and he should have his own.
Okay. Yeah, well, Melvin, just lay it out to him. Tell him, and if you can't tell him verbally, write him a note and say, listen, son, I love you, but you need to help with groceries and you need to help with rent.
Okay.
Otherwise, otherwise I'm going to tell you what the angels are telling me. He has it good there. He's not going to leave.
Say again.
No, the angels are telling me, Mel, if you do not tell him he needs to help with rent and groceries, he's going to stay there.
You've got to tell him,
Melvin, or he's going to stay there forever.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. But if he's saving his money, I was hoping that he was saving his money to get another place, to get him a place. Is he saving his money?
No.
Ma'am?
No, he's not. You need to lay down the law there, mister.
Okay.
I have nothing to add. I'm in agreement with Nina. So,
I just don't act out on me. Because, I mean, once I tell him that, then he'll go ahead and leave.
That's fine. Let him leave.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
He just went and got a paycheck and he gave up nothing. I did tell him, you know, I'll help you out until you get on your feet, but it's been almost a month, man. And I told him that I'm in the process where I'm going to be moving out of this apartment soon. And you're not coming with me, so I done told him, you know, laid it down. So I gave him a month, but this month I'm going to say, well, I'm going to have to start charging.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
We're in agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
You let us know how things are going, Melvin.
Okay. Thank you all so much. You've always been a blessing to me, and thank you for helping me through this journey.
No problem.
You're most welcome.
Okay.
All right, Melvin. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling, and we're praying for you, brother.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Area code 916, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Christina with a K.
Hi, Christina. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay, and I'm just happy to be talking with you and hope that you guys can maybe give me some insight. I heard what you said in the beginning of the announcement, so I might have just gotten my answer, but maybe some additional clarification. So as far as romantic goes, I kind of just randomly met someone, and it was something I have not felt in a very long time, like on a connection level. We spent a lot of time together over like this 1 week. I mean, like more time than I've, just a long time, a lot of hours. And then it got really quiet, and it just went from one extreme kind of to another, and I don't know if it was because I opened myself up like more intimately or if I could have done anything different or if it just wasn't meant to be. But it's kind of got me in a pickle.
Oh, okay. Well, what's his first name, Christina?
Jose.
Okay. Thank you. Family is strong with him. I do feel that.
Okay.
Now I'm drawing a blank. I see family. I see that connection is strong, but I'm drawing a blank about him. I almost seem like he's backpedaling, and I don't understand why.
Yeah,
he's backpedaling. Do you see it, Nina? What do you see?
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing. He's, for some strange reason, he's scared. is what I'm picking up. I think things move too fast.
Yeah.
And now he's a little bit afraid of what's going on. I'm not picking up anything negative. I think the encounter was the encounter was good, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I think he's just a little bit afraid because of how fast his feelings are going towards you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
and
that's,
it just
that's,
was so easy.
Yeah. And
it felt like he
just... No, he's a little bit afraid. I don't think he's going to back off totally. I can't see that. I'm seeing that the relationship will go forward, but I think at a little bit slower pace because he is a little bit afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of freaked out when that started happening, so I thought I might have just blown it because it just, I don't know.
No, he's shocked. He is shocked, just like you. He can't believe the feelings he has for you right now. So, you know, that plays into his reluctance. It's like he can't believe he's feeling what he's feeling. Is he even ready for that? You know,
he's
thinking within himself, reflecting. But I agree with Nina. I don't see the relationship not going anywhere. It shall. It will, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, just a little hesitancy. Just go day by day and you two will be fine. I see you two being very close. I do. So evidently something is going to develop out of this relationship.
Even though I told them that I couldn't deal with it, and I just said, I don't know. Maybe it will.
Well, you know, you can always call him and tell him, can you two have conversation? Communication is the best. You can't beat it for understanding. Sure. Sure.
I think he thinks I'm crazy right now. Oh, you know how
blame it on
can
the moon.
Get. On the moon, right? I know, I was thinking that. Oh,
well, it's a new beginning, so you can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
All right, Christina.
Thank you so much for the insight. I really, really appreciate it, ladies. Thank you.
You're fine. You two will be great.
Okay.
Yeah. Have a wonderful week. Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you. You.
Okay. You're listening to Monday Free Psychic Reading, Nina, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Also, to let y'all know, the chat room is open. Miss Nina's here. So the chat room is open. You're welcome to go in there and ask questions of her as well as on the air. And don't forget to push 1 when you call in so you can get in the queue. Okay. Next caller, area code 804. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello. Good evening. This is Ronell.
Hi, Ronell or Vanell?
I'm sorry. It's one of those names. It starts with a V, like in Victoria.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of caught you know what you were saying about and you can correct me if I'm wrong. You know that you don't know when you know I mean, life is like a gift, and you know you don't know you know if you're gonna have your next day. Just about a month ago, tomorrow actually, I lost my nephew Herb to drive-by shooting. Him and another guy, unfortunately, got shot and killed last month, and it's been kind of hard.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we really didn't see that coming, and he was happy and, you know, living his life and being with the person he loved, and all of a sudden somebody came by and shot him, and I admittedly hope that they find out who did it and make him pay for what he did. But aside from that, another thing that's been really going on in my mind, and I know it's going to sound strange, but I see people, you know, every day, of course, on TV and locally driving, and I don't drive. And it's really been sticking in my brain, you know, the need, the real need and urge to learn how to drive and be behind the wheel and have my own car. And I was wondering if y'all might see that.
Yep,
me.
I do. I see you driving a red vehicle.
A red vehicle.
Four-door red vehicle. I see you driving. So yes, please go through with this. Get your learner's permit or whatever it's called down in the U.S. and start driving, baby.
Okay. And do you know how? I mean, I'll admit I'm on SSI, and do y'all know if somebody's going to give me a car, if it will be, say, one of my sons?
I don't know where the car's coming from. Lemus, do you?
I didn't see her driving. I see her starting or wanting to learn, but stopped. It was too overwhelming, so you didn't continue. So I saw no.
Oh.
So, yeah. But Nina saw you driving, so that's okay. Listen, that's good, because she sees it one way and I see it another. I see that, yeah, did you get your driver's license and stuff, but it was just too much. It's like you're nervous. It overwhelms you, and so you decide that, no, you decide not to drive. So that's why I said no. That's what I saw. But I didn't see where a car could come from. I agree with Nina there. I don't know where your vehicle's coming from.
I'll ask this real quickly, if you don't mind. I also did not finish going to school, regular school. So I didn't get my diploma or anything. And I was wondering if I decide to go back, if I might get my GED.
Sure, why not? My mother did it when she was in her 60s, and she only had an eighth grade education. Yeah, and she went to community college. And doggone it, my mom got her GED, and she was in her 60s. Yep. Bless her heart. All of us kids were very proud of her. Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, anytime you want to further your education and whatever ability, sure, go for it. You're never too old to learn, right? Because we learn something new every day. Yeah, so
right.
Go for it. And don't feel shy about it. Be proud of yourself. You know, look at the goal that you'll have. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Uh-huh.
Your family be proud. Okay. Well, Varnell, we got to move on to the next call. But anyway, like Nina and I said, we don't see where the car is coming from. She sees you driving and getting your driver's license. I do too, but I just see that it's just short. It doesn't last. Because it's just too overwhelming for you. So, but anyway, yeah. But thanks for calling. We appreciate the call, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady. All right.
Okay, well, thank you, too. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. All right, next caller. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, how are you going? My name's Claire. How are you?
Fine, and you, Claire?
I'm
How's
not too bad.
Going?
I'm just a bit... Well, I'm a bit frustrated. I've been on and off in this relationship with, well, he's my ex at the moment. His name's Itty, for a few years. And we're supposed to possibly spend this weekend just going together, but he decided to go away on a trip with a friend. And I'm a bit suspicious as to whether, like, there's something going on with somebody else, because when I asked him about it this morning, he was a bit defensive, like, you know, why do I need to know everything?
Okay, what's
person.
His first name, Claire? That's no problem. What's his first name?
Sure, his name's Eddie.
Eddie, okay. Claire, Eddie. he doesn't like to be smothered or
yeah.
always saying every little thing that he's doing, where he's going, where he's coming, how he's been. Yeah, he likes a little bit of freedom. Is he an Aquarius? I get this.
No, he's an Aries.
He's out in the world. He's an Aries? Okay, oh, fire.
Uh-huh.
And what are you?
Uh-huh. I'm a Capricorn.
What sign are you? Oh, well, you know, us and fire is always short-lived. It's never a constant for years and years and years because it's fire,
yeah.
right? Earth puts the, when it's fire on the earth puts the fire out, the dirt. So, yeah, I see that he, but he's a fire sign. I understand that. They don't like being pigeonholed or in a little box. This is the way they're supposed to be. Fire is all over the place. It just comes up here and there, right? Wherever. I don't feel him as being a bad guy, Claire, on that perspective. I think he's a good man. But I just feel that he needs a little bit of freedom from you. Just a little bit of me time. Same for you.
Yeah.
Also for you, too. I mean, it works both ways. But other than that, I think things are okay. So he's just kind of giving you guys a little bit of space. He's still there. He's not going anywhere. At least that's what I'm picking up. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
Picking up that he can be a little bit headstrong. Sometimes do things
that's
without
the fire
thinking.
In him.
Yeah, sometimes saying things without thinking, and he can hurt your feelings rather easily. Are you two living together?
No, we were, but
okay.
That's another story.
I could see that not lasting because, number one, Capricorns like to be in control. And Aries isn't going to have it. They're not going to have it. So, yep. I mean, you do better. He's in his place and you're in your place and you might spend the night there or he spend the night there. Yeah, that's fine. But living together, no.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there.
That's about all I'm picking up is that he can lose his temper and say things that he really doesn't mean, but he can't hurt you very deeply doing that. What I would suggest is just maybe giving him some space right now. The angels are telling me he doesn't deserve space. Now, I don't know why they're telling me that, but they are telling me he doesn't deserve to have space. Now, why are they telling me that? Dennis, help me out here. Why are they telling me this?
Because he's not sure of himself. That's all.
Oh.
He needs to reflect on himself. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I picked up, too. Like, I think he's a bit afraid of, like, committing again to me. I'm not sure. You know, he's not sure.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yep. He's reflecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
You two, you know, you two have a little space. I can see you two having a relationship, but you can't be around each other 24/7. It don't work that way.
Yeah.
Not with an Aries and a Capricorn. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So frustrating, though, because, you know, like he'll call and then, like, be, you know, wanting to make plans, and then he just does this and goes off, and it just confuses me, you know, why he's being so abrupt about not telling me things. And I don't know. I don't want to look the one that's, I don't know.
Claire, I agree with Nina. Give him a little space. Just give him a little space.
Okay.
If he's out with the guys doing this thing, which he is, fine. Let him go with the guys and hang out for a while and just be silly or whatever. And then you two reconnect. Give it space, even if it means like a week. You know, give it a week and then, you know, call him. If he hasn't called you, well, you know, this is 2018. You can certainly call him, you know, and just check in, like, you know, what's going on. Yeah. I think that would be
fine. But there's no one else, is there? I mean, I was concerned that there might be somebody else.
I'm not picking up anybody. Are you, Nina?
No.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I'm not picking. Yeah, well,
thank you,
see a bunch of guys hanging out together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a guy's guy mainly, but yeah, I know he's got a few female friends, but yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's not a female. Mm-mm. All right,
okay,
Claire.
Cool.
Well, thank you for calling and joining the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you,
you
so much, ladies. Have a great night.
You have
you
a wonderful
too.
Week, too. Thank you. Okay, next caller. Area code 216, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Nina. This is Patricia in Lakewood, Ohio.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today, young lady?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm grateful. Feeling good right now.
Okay.
I called to get some clarity on about a year ago. I said early 2017, I was getting a lot of intuitive visioning through my third eye. Probably I did some meditation, and the number, and it was I believe it's an address, 1229, and these were slowly revealed to me. I mean, probably over a couple of months period. Then the street word Edgewater. And, you know, I prayed for guidance, prayed to the angels, okay, what is this? Then I began to see a white house. I come to this, long story short, get on the bus and come over here to, you know, just, okay, I'm showing up, I'm being, you know, authentic and trusting, and I find the house. It's a white house, probably a two-story. Now, obviously, you know, I wasn't going to go knocking on it. But I believe there wasn't, I believe the address is, I think it's probably a 12992 Edgewater Boulevard, which is not that far from where I am. I just moved into my new apartment in May. But anyway, about a week ago, I began again getting these intuitive, that address began to appear in my mind. And yesterday I walked over there. And, you know, I walked in that area and I'm, you know, and I saw the house and it's occupied. But I just want to know, what is it? And I'm, you know, I'm praying to the Creator and the angels for guidance. Okay, what is it? What am I to do, to know, or... Can you help?
I'm asking, why are you seeing that house all the time and those numbers?
Yeah.
I feel like you're supposed to help somebody there, but I don't think they will be open to your help.
Okay.
I'm getting the feeling someone there needs your help, but they won't be open to it.
Well, what type of
help? And it's a female.
Oh, okay.
Some mental anguish. And I think some domestic violence.
Oh, dear.
I think if you know... Patricia, a community or advocate, I would say if you could write that information down and just leave it at her front door, either stick it in the door or if her mailbox is out on the street, put it in her mailbox.
Okay.
Just write the information down and put it in an envelope and just put on there for the lady of the house.
Okay.
But
what
I'm asking there, the advocacy is that where she can reach out and get help. You know, she
okay.
can contact them, and these are professionals that
okay.
will help her and get her out of that situation.
Okay. So do you see the White House, too, and do you see the actual numbers on that house? Because obviously I'm not going to go get that close to, you know, because it's private property.
Well, don't they have a mailbox on the curb?
Oh, well, okay.
That's what I said. Put it in the mailbox to that house, to the lady of the house.
Okay.
And she'll be more accepting that way of getting the information that she needs to use right away. So,
okay. All
right. Yeah. So you don't have to approach the home. Just go to the mailbox and, like I said, put it in a white envelope and put it to the lady of the house. Nina, are you seeing anything different or the same?
The same. Yeah. That's all you're meant to do.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
The angels tap your shoulder. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
They're not meant to intervene any more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. So just write anything that has to do with mental illness. Give her those phone numbers and if there's some people's name. And the same thing for domestic violence. Okay? So the angels, her angels led to you, to us, to go back and to help her. But not face to face. Just put it in the mailbox. So you did good. Pat yourself on the back, young lady.
Okay, all right. I wish I had understood this last year and could have gotten to her sooner.
Okay, well, no, it's time now. Everything happens for a reason. It wasn't time. It's time now for her to get this information.
Okay.
It wasn't.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
It wasn't meant to be, Patricia, until now. So that's why you didn't have this information until now. So last year would have gone to her with this information. She wouldn't have listened to you. Now she will. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. And God bless you for your generosity and sharing the love. Thank you. Okay, next lady, I'm going to get you because you've been on the longest. Area code 303, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? 303, you're on the air. Okay. Area code 516, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Randy.
Hi, Randy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am calling from Colorado, and I have a question regarding that we need some extra income, and I'm just wondering, my husband and I were thinking about trying to maybe get an extra job. I'm just wondering if you see me doing something that I at least like, or do you see me getting another job?
Yeah, while you were talking, I'm writing it down. The angel is saying extra janitorial, your hours. Huh.
Extra
janitorial, your hours. If you, janitorial work part-time, you know how companies, you know, just have people to come in and dump the garbage or dust the desk part-time. Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, that's what came up as you were talking. It's the extra janitorial. You know, big business, but your hours. So, because you're looking at part-time, you have a full-time job. You just want something for extra money, right? Yeah. It doesn't hurt to take a load or get high.
Being a nap, like being a nanny or being a babysitter.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what came up as soon as you started talking. Foster care.
Mm-hmm. What did you say?
Foster care.
That's a possibility because I've worked. I have a master's in social work.
Oh,
well,
you'd be great at it.
Do you mean like taking in a child? Because that I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I have my own kids.
No. Up with foster care. How you want to use that is up to you, but that's what the angel said to me, was foster care.
Okay.
So maybe you go back into that.
Okay. All right, well, I hope I get something I like. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Randy. Have a wonderful week.
Okay. You too.
Okay. Area code 303. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. 303. You're on the air. Hello. 303.
They didn't press one, Linus.
Oh, okay. 303, you need to press 1 so you can get in the queue, okay? Let's see what happens.
No, they don't want to talk.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. Okay. You know what I didn't do on Sunday, and it was because this is, I didn't have it ready on the 1st, but on the 8th. You know what? I didn't do the horoscopes for this month.
Oh.
Listen to you. Oh. Not important now? Too late in the month?
Well, important, but I can't believe you forgot to do it.
I know. I just, you know why? Because it was so... It was so much information with, with astrology this month, the different things going on and, with the stars and the atmosphere, till I just like, oh, my God. In fact, you know what? I sent you yours. Did you see it? I sent it to your email.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Very informative.
Okay.
Very informative.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, we got another call, so I guess that'll have to wait. All righty. Area code, come on. Area code 505, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, and what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Okay. I have a question. It's kind of a strange question, and I don't know what to do. I have a sister who I have proof that she stole money from another sister of mine who's in a issue, who's disabled, and I don't know, is she going to be found out, or should I expose her? Or I feel really bad because my other sister is disabled and another sister of mine was taking care of her money and she pretty much has kept it. And I have proof and everything, and I just don't know what to do with this situation.
Well,
now who, go ahead, Nina, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. It's a tough situation no matter how you look at it. If you don't say anything, then the sister that's being taken advantage of is losing out. If you do say something, the other sister is probably going to have a criminal record. But you know what? That was her choice to do that, and she did it knowing full well that your other sister was disabled. So
yep.
I would definitely bring it to light. I got such a sick feeling in my stomach because similar things have happened to me. And when they happen to you, it's not great. It's not a great feeling to know that somebody, especially somebody in your own family, could do something like that to you. So please do something about it. I know it's probably going to cause disharmony amongst your family members, but your sister that's disabled needs to be looked after.
Yeah.
Well, she is being looked after. It's just that the money kind of slipped through everybody's fingers, but I'm the only one that is smart enough to know the trail. And so
Let me ask you, Patricia, who has power of attorney over your sister, the disabled one?
Well, I'm the one who takes care of all her documents. I don't have power of attorney over her. But
okay, you need to get that done.
Yeah.
You need to get that done for the legal aspect, so you're not going to go through this anymore. So if you're already taking care of her and doing the paperwork, my suggestion is get a power of attorney, get a notary public to come up there, and if she's able to sign or make a mark, and that after that, all anything that has to do with your sister will have to come through you first, period.
Yeah, well, that's not ever going to happen again. I was just wondering about exposing my sister, or should I just, is there like karma that comes to people who do these kinds of things?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Would you say, hell yes. Yeah, you better believe it. A person that's disabled and can't do, please. They're asking God right now, send me to hell, okay?
Yeah.
Nonstop.
Well, this person, this sister of mine, she belongs, the one who stole the money, she belongs to a Christian church, and she's very mean. She's very mean, very combative, and I feel that she's dangerous. She's very abusive with her mouth. And if you bring up anything like this to her, she just goes off the handle. I don't know if she's got a mental disorder or if she's got bipolar or what, but she's just very mean.
Yep.
Do you get that?
Oh, yeah.
Your sister is bipolar. Go ahead.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, she is. But you know what? That's also an excuse in most cases. Please do what is right. Even though, like I said, it's probably going to hurt some people, but do what is right. Expose her. Make sure your disabled sister is the one that's being looked after financially and in every other way.
I have all along. It's just that this kind of slipped through everybody's fingers because my dad put that other sister in charge of that, the funds. But I put a stop to it right away. But she kept, you know, the funds.
Well, you know what they say.
But I did everything that I could to put a stop to it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I guess the damage is done. All you can do is hope that she'll do the right thing when you do expose her, and yes, you should. I would not do it alone, though. I would make sure you had other people with you.
Yeah. I'm getting all my evidence put together. But more important, I want to know that when people do these types of things, I want to know that there is justice, you know, spiritual justice.
Mm-hmm.
There is. And you know what? Unfortunately, we may not be able to see this justice. But no, it will happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, I want to make sure that justice is going to come forward. Because
it will.
This sister has been very mean to everybody, and we've had enough of her.
I don't blame you. And you know what? I am going to pray for you and your sister tonight that everything works out for the two of you. And your other sister, well, we're going to let karma and the universe look after her.
Yes, I appreciate your prayers. I do believe that they do work. They work. And I'm hoping that justice will come.
Don't hope.
It.
No. Know that justice will come. That's the difference. Know that it will come. Not hope. No. And it will come.
Okay. Thank you.
Please call us and let us know how things are going.
I will. It's going to be a process. You know, I've got to put everything together smartly.
Yes.
So it's going to be a process. But when something does happen, I will definitely call in and let you know that your prayers did help.
Thank you. And
thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you so
much.
Yeah,
definitely. God bless you. Amen. All right. Thank you, Patricia, for calling. And you have a better week. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your prayers. Thank you so much. You have a nice evening.
You too, honey. Okay. All right. Well, we're down to the end of the show. So did you have any questions in the chat room, Nina?
No, I didn't have anybody in the chat room except you.
So, very, very strange
evening. I normally have my regulars are normally in the chat room with me, but maybe they thought I had dropped off the earth because I wasn't around for the last 2 weeks. If you're listening, know that I will be here from now on, and I am going to try and drop in on the odd Sunday when I'm not too busy, but things have been kind of hairy-carry around here, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're back. Okay, well, I guess we'll just close the show out. We'd like to thank everybody around the world, and of course, the chat room and on the phone, for being with us tonight. And we're so happy to have Nina back. And just be careful this month, folks, please. So much stuff is going on. I tell you, it's like every day it's the unexpected. What's going to happen today? So we ask that you continue to pray not only for yourselves, but pray for everyone else, too. Yes, please. Nina?
All right, folks, have a great week. Remember, the new moon is on Thursday. Solar eclipse is on Friday, which is Friday the 13th, which is my favorite day of all time.
Me too. I'm always lucky. Go ahead.
Yeah, me too. I love the 13th. And being a solar eclipse, that means that it's going to spread love and light. So remember that, love and light happening on Friday, but spread it around always.
Yes. All right. Well, I love you, Miss Nina.
I love you too, Lennox. Good night, everyone. Have a great week.
Oh, and you know, if no one's told you they love you today, you know me and Miss Nina do. And as she said, have a great week. Be kind to each other.